Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too. Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Tracy Allen. With our special guest tonight, Walter O'Keefe, yours truly, Toby Reed, Gail Gordon, Elliot Lewis, Meredith Wilson of the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, as we look in at the Burns home today, we find Gracie telling George some exciting news.
George, you know who just telephoned? Walter O'Keefe.
Walter O'Keefe?
Uh-huh.
Is he in town?
Yes, he's coming over this afternoon.
Gosh, I haven't seen him since we played in vaudeville together.
Oh, well, I knew him even before you did, George.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We grew up in the same Irish neighborhood back in San Francisco.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I had quite a high school crush on Walter. I hope you're not jealous, dear.
Don't be silly. Why should I be jealous of your high school sweetheart?
He went to high school.
Well, I'll be tickled to death to see Walter. What times we had in vaudeville. We were both young, handsome lady killers. Boy, did we have a technique with the women. Naturally, that was before I met you, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Don't rub it in.
But Walter got married, and I followed suit. And then vaudeville kind of pooped out.
And then you followed suit. You switched over to radio just like Walter did.
Hey, that's right. Walter's got a swell show on the air, Double or Nothing. Sponsored by Campbell's Tomato Juice. You're not laughing at me.
No.
It's something else. What's funny?
Oh, I was just thinking, what a change it is for him.
Yes.
Now he gets tomato juice, and vaudeville used to get the whole tomato.
Well, I had a pretty good act in vaudeville. Copied my songs in snappy patter.
Mm-hmm.
Even tried to copy my clothes.
Really?
Say, that reminds me, Gracie. Phone him to clean and tell him to rush over my good suit. I want to look my best for Walter.
All right, dear.
He always used to admire the suit I wore in vaudeville. I want him to admire the suit I wear today.
Well, he should. It's the same suit.
Call the cleaner.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, boy, we're going to have fun talking about the old days. Poor Gracie, she'll be left out of it. Come in.
Howdy, little man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson. How are things in Texas?
Excuse me while I take off my hat. Now, would you say that again?
Why?
When the name Texas is spoke, I like to have my head there.
I say. Well, stick around and meet a celebrity who's coming over, Walter O'Keefe. You've probably seen him on the stage in New York.
No, I've never been to New York.
Well, maybe you saw him in Chicago.
Never been there, neither.
Haven't you even been to Kansas City?
No.
No? Mr. Jackson, you're a millionaire. You can afford to travel and see the wonders of the world. How come you've spent your whole life stuck in Texas?
I guess I'm just lucky.
You like that state, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Say, you ought to visit me sometime and see it for yourself. We could sit there under the laughing willows and fish.
Laughing willows? Don't you mean weeping willows?
In Texas?
They laugh in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I give up.
Yes. And I, well, you know, we got some mighty fine catfish down there.
Well, George, hello, Mr. Judson.
Well, howdy, little lady. See, I was just inviting your husband to come down to Texas and do a little catfishing.
Catfishing? Oh, how wonderful. Oh, I hope he catches one of those beautiful long-haired Persians.
You hope he catches one.
Souvenirs of my high school days with Walter to show him.
Hmm.
Here's a picture of our football team. Walter was the captain.
Boy, get a look at those Irish pushers. Are all those souvenirs of Walter?
Oh, no. Lots of other boys, too. See, here are letters from boys and pictures of boys and presents from boys and notes from boys.
You were sort of boy crazy, weren't you?
Well, all girls are at that age, Judge. It's normal and healthy. And I was even healthier than most of them.
You're not kidding. Well, I don't have any souvenirs of my vaudeville days with Walter, but we'll have plenty to talk about. Oh, I remember there was an act on the bill with us called Fink's Mule. I used to come on right after them.
Oh, yes, they were on the bill the first day I ever saw you. Oh, those mules are the biggest ears I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that big ears, yes.
Yeah, then you came on the stage.
Tracy, the way you said that, it sounds like my ears are bigger than the mule.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Turn around and let me look at them.
Well?
What do we talk about now?
Never mind. Just call the cleaner again and tell him to get my suit over here.
Yes, dear.
Those guys are late when you need them. Oh, darn it. That's probably Walter already. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Burns. I brought your suit from the cleaner.
Well, good, Judd. I've been waiting for my suit. You can... Hey, aren't you the fellow who delivered some ink from the drugstore last week?
That's right.
And you got mad and threw ink all over the place and quit your job?
Well, that wasn't the real me, Mr. Burns. I was upset because I hadn't found my proper spot in life.
But you're okay now.
Well, yes, I've achieved my goal. Working for a cleaner. I'm a changed man.
I hope so.
I'm so happy with this job.
Well, good.
It's wonderful to work for a cleaner. Makes me feel clean.
Well, now, if you'll give me my...
It gives me a chance to spread sunshine and joy.
Fine.
Just before I came here, I delivered a party dress to a young girl. She'll probably wear that dress to a party.
A brilliant deduction.
I'm so happy with this job.
A bully for you. Bully.
Another article of clothing I delivered was a smoking jacket. And you know what the happy owner will do when he puts on that smoking jacket?
He'll die Easter egg.
No, I figure he'll smoke.
Another flash.
I'm so happy with it.
Happy, schmappy, I'd like my suit.
Cleaner gives people so much pleasure. Now take this suit of yours.
Gladly.
It's spotless, immaculate, beautifully pressed. When you walk down the street, you'll feel like a king among men.
Not if I haven't got a suit on.
You'll be proud as a peacock as you stride along, a picture of sartorial splendor.
Yeah. All my friends will envy me.
That's right, they will. You'll be much better dressed.
Yeah, give me the suit. You see...
They'll look at this suit and feel that you're more successful than they are, that you're above them.
Just give me the coat.
And you'll feel superior to them because they're shabbily dressed.
I'll take the pants.
You'll sneer at them. You'll walk right past your old friends and leave them standing there with their hands outstretched, tears streaming down their faces.
I'll settle for the vest.
You'll cast aside your old friends, and all because the cleaner made me deliver this suit.
A butt.
Well, they can't force me to come between a man and his friends. I won't do it. I'll quit this stinking job.
Please give me the suit.
And turn you into a heel? Never! There. Now you'll have friends again. Goodbye.
Make-believe from Showboat. Jerome Kern certainly has a gift for melody, didn't he, Meredith?
That he did, Toby. But Kern knew it took a lot more than melody to make a top-notch hit tune.
Meaning?
Well, I'll show you. Let's take another classic Showboat song, which first will give you only the mellow harmony. Now let me add a rich rhythm.
That mighty rich and mellow, Meredith, but I still don't know the song.
Well, Toby, then listen while we add a vigorous counter melody. And now we'll add the actual melody to round out this blend of one of the most popular of all American songs.
Why, of course, it's Jerome Kern stirring Old Man River. Yes, friends, and just as our favorite American melodies are created by carefully blending many orchestral parts, so too with the creation of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. The superb good to the last drop flavor of Maxwell House could never be achieved with just one type of coffee. No, the famous Maxwell House blend combines many varieties of premium Highland-grown Latin American coffees. With great care and skill, the Maxwell House experts select Manizales for mellowness. For richness, they add Medellin. For vigor, they choose other choice coffees. And for fine full body, they add Bucaramanga. To great coffee, radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection. And brought to you roaster fresh two ways. Either in the familiar blue vacuum tin or in the brand new ultra vacuum glass jar. So friends, start at once to enjoy America's favorite coffee. You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Insist on Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
There's Walter O'Keefe just driving up in front of the house.
Well, now, Gracie, you go play bridge with the girl. When Walter and I get to talking about the old days in vaudeville with Fink's Mules and the Empire City Quartet and all that, we may gab until midnight. And you'll just be sitting there.
Well, at least let me stay long enough to say hello to him.
Okay, suit yourself, but I warned you. Come in! Walter! Gracie! Gracie, don't move. Just stand there a minute and let me look at you.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. You haven't changed a bit. You're just as beautiful as ever.
Oh, and you've only seen one side of me. Shall I turn around?
No, I'm convinced.
Walter, here's the rest of the family. You remember him?
No, I don't believe I ever met your father. Father? How do you do?
Oh, no, Walter. He's my husband.
Yeah, Walter, we were in vaudeville together. Take another look at me. Your face is familiar. Did you work for a fellow named Fink? No, I'm George Burns, remember? Oh, sure, I place you. Now, you're the juggler. The juggler? Well, Burns, how's the juggling game? I'm not a juggler. I was never Rachel, a juggler. I just can't believe you're a married woman. Why, you don't look a day older than when we were kids together back on Kilpatrick Street. Your eyes still have the sparkle of the lakes of Killarney.
I had to along with you, Blondie, Walter O'Keefe.
Tis not to be you to be calling it Blondie, now, Gracie. Tis not the way for an O'Keefe to be flattered when he was sprouts in that way every woman he knew.
Oh, it
isn't. Tisn't assurance, tisn't.
Tis.
It's the truth I'm telling you. It's the prettiest girl these eyes have ever set me eyes upon.
Tisn't.
Tis too.
Tisn't.
All right, then, tisn't.
Tis too.
Walter.
Oh, my goodness, Walter. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Look, I was never a juggler in my life.
Hmm? Speaking of your husband juggling, remember Jughead Riley?
I was never a juggler.
Good old Jughead. He was a big fat fellow, wasn't he?
No, that was Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, that's right. Good old Fatso.
Whatever became of him?
Well, he married Jughead Riley's sister.
Really? Wasn't she a tall, good-looking girl by the name of Annie?
No. You're thinking of Annie O'Toole, who married Spud Murphy.
Oh, good old Spud. He was a short, stocky fellow with the mole.
No, that was Knuckles Dugan.
Look, folks.
He married Fatso Finnegan's sister, Sheila. You know, a cute little girl who was bow-legged.
No, you're thinking of Michael Mara's sister, Fanny. She married Tim McGonagall.
Oh, that's right. Good old Tim.
Look, folks.
Wasn't he the stout boy with the buck teeth?
No, that was Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, sure, good old Fatso. Whatever became of him?
He married Jughead Riley's sister.
Oh.
My name is Byrne.
What?
George Byrne. I married the Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, my goodness, Walter. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Byrne, how's the juggling game?
I'm not a juggler.
George is a comedian.
Mm.
Nobody can tell a joke like he can.
Well, thanks, dear.
George, tell Walter the joke about the moron who went through the screen door and strained himself.
You just told the whole...
Go ahead, dear. Tell it.
A moron went through a screen door and strained himself.
You don't juggle at all, huh?
No.
You know who George reminds me of, Walter? Don Quinn. Wasn't he a circus?
Yeah, remember what he said to the waitress that time she spilled the soup down his back?
Oh, I'll say I do.
What did he say? What did he say?
I thought.
I never heard anything so funny in my life.
Well, What did he say?
I think it was the best crack that Don ever made.
What did he say?
Oh, but I wish you could have been there, George.
I wish I were there now.
Oh, my goodness, Walter. I'm afraid we're leading George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Now, look, I'm not a juggler.
Isn't it a small world, Gracie? Don Quinn went around with a lady juggler.
Really? How many ladies did he juggle?
No, he went around with a lady juggler named Katie Connolly. Later married her.
Oh, I thought Katie Connolly married Pat Houlihan.
No, Pat Houlihan married Maggie Malone.
No, Maggie Malone married Johnny Doyle.
Anybody know Sam Newman?
Gracie, did you say Johnny Doyle?
Oh, yes. Don't you remember Pugnose Doyle?
Oh, sure. Now I remember him.
Well, today he's an alderman.
No.
Yes.
Look.
And remember Tony Fitzpatrick?
Tony Fitzpatrick? Of course I remember him.
Well, he's a police captain now.
No.
Yes.
Look.
And remember Frank Gallagher?
Frank Gallagher?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't.
Wait a minute. I remember Frank Gallagher. You introduced me to him. What about him?
Nothing ever happened to
him. Oh, no.
George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Fine. The juggling game is fine. Would you folks like some potato chips?
Potato chips. You know, that reminds me, Gracie. Whatever became of Kip O'Connor?
I couldn't have picked Dill Pickles.
Kip married a girl named Sadie Dill, a real pickle puss.
Nothing would have helped me.
You see, Gracie, I'm afraid we're leaving your husband out of this conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Here's Meredith Wilson and the orchestra, and coming to the Mardi Gras.
good old Moose. There was a real football player. The greatest San Francisco ever had.
Oh, no, Walter. You were the greatest.
No, Moose was the greatest.
No, you were the greatest.
I used to play football.
No, Moose was the greatest. A finer football player never lived.
I used to play football.
You know, our whole team was awfully good, and I remember the name of every boy on it.
So do I, Grace.
There was O'Keefe.
O'Malley.
O'Brien.
O'Toole.
O'Rourke.
O'Connor.
O'Dowd.
O'Hare.
O'Leary.
O'Shea.
And Yekablonsky.
I used to play football.
What a team. Every boy on it had the same ambition. To go to Notre Dame and play for the Fighting Irish.
Yes.
But the only one who made it was Yekablonsky. Oh, but Moose was the greatest.
I blew up a bank today.
You know, it's too bad Moose didn't make it.
Yeah, good old Moose.
Shot the cashier.
What did he say, dear?
Killed a man and blew up a bank.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Porter, whatever happened to Moose?
He married Jenny Donnelly.
Really? I thought Jenny married Muggsy Casey.
No, Muggsy married Casey Cahagan.
Oh, what's the use?
Oh, Walter, I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Fine. Just had my Indian club painted. How was the juggling? I'll answer.
Oh, no, let me go, dear. I don't want to interrupt your conversation with Walter.
Oh, never mind. We're almost talked out. I'll go.
Hi, George.
Wait a minute, though. Do you know any Irish people in San Francisco?
No.
Ever play football with a character named Moose O'Malley?
No.
Okay, you can come in.
What's up, George?
For 3 hours, I've been listening to Gracie and Walter O'Keefe talk about old times. I can't get a word in.
Oh. Well, George, let's give them a dose of their own medicine. We'll carry on a conversation and leave them out of it.
Well, what do we talk about?
Well, we can talk about this gorgeous girl I just met.
Hold it. Does she have an Irish name?
No, no. Her name is Olga Swenson.
Good. They can't fool around with that one.
No. I tell you, I met her in the park taking her pet for a walk, a beautiful dog. Well, you know me, George, crazy about animals. I puckered up my lips to whistle at the dog, and Olga moved in on the pucker.
I say.
So you and I will go in there and talk about Olga.
And her pet.
Or sure do.
Oh! The dog.
Got mixed up.
Yes.
What Cadillac? Well, you just give me a cue, George. You say, what do you hear from Olga, and we'll start talking.
What do you hear from Olga?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on, guys.
Oh, hello, Bill. You know Walter O'Keefe?
Oh, sure. Hello, Walter.
Hello, Bill.
Bill, what do you hear from Olga?
Olga?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, George.
Say, Bill, don't you sell Maxwell House coffee?
Yeah. Do you drink it, Walter?
Wait. Sure.
Well, who doesn't? Hey, Gracie, mm-hmm. Walter drinks Maxwell House coffee.
No.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you hear from Olga?
Say, do you realize, Walter, that there are more than 1,000 brands of coffee in this country?
You don't say.
Yes, and yet more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Doesn't surprise me, Bill.
Olga, heard something?
Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
Bill, what about Olga with the dog? Whoop, whoop.
And you know, Walter, Maxwell House comes to you roaster fresh. Two ways. Either in the familiar blue vacuum tin or in the brand new ultra vacuum glass jar.
What do you know? Ultra vacuum, huh?
Yeah.
Bill, look at me. Let you and I talk about Olga.
Olga?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the girl with the dog.
Yes.
Okay, George.
What kind of a dog has she got, Bill?
Irish Setter. Irish Setter? Say, Gracie, do you
Olga?
Remember
that?
I'm coming.
Oh, hello, Meredith. I've just come from Griffith Park, where I played the flute for my feathered friends. Those are birds.
Haven't got enough trouble.
Well, today my music proved so enticing that a woodpecker flew down and sat on my shoulder.
Woodpecker?
Yeah. Could you recommend something for a hole in the head?
Look, take that flute and get...
Wait a minute. If you played the flute right now, I could sing with you.
You certainly could.
And they couldn't talk. Meredith, I could kiss you.
Wouldn't you rather sing with me?
Yeah. Come on in.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Why, hello, Gracie.
Meredith Wilson, Walter O'Keefe.
Glad to meet you.
Same here.
Meredith brought his flute along and wants me to sing.
Oh, but George, if you sing, Gracie and I can't talk.
I'll now sing 15 or 20 numbers. Meredith, we'll start with April Shower.
Okay, come see you.
Though April showers...
Walter, remember the shower we gave Kitty Cassidy?
Sure, when she got married to Ted
Holden. Oh, yes, that's right. Wasn't it fun when we all gathered around the piano and sang, if you would like to see the height of hospitality...
The cream of kindly welcome and the call of cordiality. Join us the old friend to wishing to the call again. Come down to the middle and see them all again.
Oh, April showers make me
way. I just thought of another Irish song. Do you know Phil the Fluter's song?
Out.
Benedict Arnold. Gracie,
remember good old Benny Arnold? Ruth O'Malley's sister.
Oh, no, Walter. Ruth O'Malley's sister married Jughead Riley.
We're back to Jughead Riley.
Oh, again. Walter, I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
So we are. Well, Bert.
The juggling game is fine.
Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed.
Good night, all.
Good things.
The easy way.
Do you like good things the easy way? Then get instant Maxwell House coffee.
So good.
So good. True coffee flavor and fragrance, because Instant Maxwell House is not a so-called coffee product. It's all pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form.
And so easy.
So easy. Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. No fuss, no muss, no bother. Today, try Instant Maxwell House. Instantly good to the last drop. Until next Thursday, goodbye and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.